In September 2019, much-loved Bristol eatery The Gallimaufry acquired a vegan sister across the road. Suncraft is 100% plant-based and gluten-free, and serves up flavours from around the world. But co-owner James Koch is keen to source locally, and that's led to an innovative partnership with pioneering urban farm project Grow Bristol.
Grow Bristol have been, you know, a partner for us here and over the road. They've really supported us with a 140 plant hydroponic system that we have in one corner about a metre away from the kitchen. So they supply us with seedlings and help us maintain the system. And it's part of a broader conversation about urban farming. And it's really an experiment for us and for them to see how it affects the menu, the kitchen, the chefs, the customers, the freshness of the produce, and where you can take it. So that's an ongoing conversation.
Now, it looks fantastic having it here, but surely this takes something away from the restaurant in terms of revenue.
Well, I mean, I've been here tonight about, you know, half an hour before you arrived, and we turned away 8 people. So, you know, I think, you know, it's probably, if we reconfigured the area, it's at least another table of 4, but it possibly is more than that. So, I mean, on the back of a fag packet, I'd say, you know, 600 to a grand a week, which is a sizable amount, period. But for a sort of 40-cover restaurant, that's a lot. So, you know, in the fullness of time, it might be that the next-gen system is one that doesn't take up floor space, that uses wall space or dead space, wherever that is, and we're looking into that. We see the value of growing our own here for multiple reasons. You know, it is the flavour and the freshness. You know, that the system is, it's growing greens in an optimum environment. The water, pH, nutrients, lights, they're looked after and they're fresh. They're super fresh and tasty. They're a metre away from the kitchen, and there's no travel time, they're not stored, they're straight on the plate. But it's also the conversation that you're having with your customers and anyone who's taken interest in the restaurant about where we source our foods, where it comes from, and about localism. It's an interesting experiment that's multifaceted and evolving.
Now, you mentioned that one of the things you're going to do in the future is look at places where you can put something like this that's dead space. In other words, you're not using up tables. So where else do you think that you might be able to use dead space within a restaurant to help you produce the food that you serve in the restaurant?
Well, you know, we've got 4 art prints here. They're A1 art prints. And you might have a wall hanging stack with some LED lights. So that they're in production. But there's an interesting scene going on in New York at the moment where there's more than one restaurant where they're cultivating mushrooms under the banquette seating, where your bum's on a cushion, and then underneath there's a wooden board, but and some space for storage, but they've got mushrooms in it. People are adapting and are answering the problem in their own way wherever they are. So this dead, you know, dead space, the more we can grow in your garden, out the back, wherever it is, you know, it's like rewilding, you know, it's like rooftops or fronts of buildings, anywhere, to make it natural, make it alive. If you can crop it, then great, but that's how we need to be thinking. You know, it makes it more for us and for our staff and for our customers. It's, you know, it's, there's more value in it. You know, it's, you know, it's an exciting train of thought to have, whether you're in New York or Bristol or anywhere else.
And finally, if I'm coming to eat at Suncraft, what do you reckon thing I really must try on the menu?
Kimchi and tofu fritters, Bondas balls with blueberry to start with. The chili sin carne for a main is lovely, with tortilla chips, almond feta, onion relish. It's lovely. And then banana donuts. If you've got room for banana donuts, have banana donuts. They're tasty.
That's James Koch, co-owner of Suncraft in Bristol.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.